This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So there's a guy who wrote an opinion piece, a person who wrote an opinion piece. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but I do know they were black. And it was written in the Griot, which is a black publication. For us, by us, FUBU. Welcome, people. KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I am Kevin Jackson. Yeah, it was an opinion piece. And here's how they write. The Rittenhouse privilege has set a precedent that permits individuals to claim self-defense in the most outrageous cases. Now, as we talk about this, I want to juxtapose it to what's happening in Chicago that I'll use as an example, but it could be any place in America, first of all. And as you think about Rittenhouse and what they're being accused, they're accusing him of having the Rittenhouse privilege, okay, I want you to understand it is a metaphor for what leftism doesn't want you to know, which is leftism has privilege. And before we get into Rittenhouse's privilege, I want you to just think on this for just a second. Barack Obama says he had a scandal-free administration. I'll leave that for you to decide. But I could give you five or six things. The VA, guns, well, like the gun running in Mexico, border issues that he let people in and invited them in, the tormenting of journalists, Benghazi. Yeah, well, Fast and Furious. Thank you. My producer just whispered to me for the other thing. And a host of other things. And the fact that he weaponized the DOJ against Donald Trump, a private citizen. Then he weaponized the IRS against conservatives. But he says it was scandal-free. So guess what? Comey escaped prosecution. Eric Holder was, what do they call it, when he didn't want to go, said, I'm not going to Congress to testify, contempt of Congress or whatever. He didn't even go. What's that? What kind of privilege is that? Hillary Clinton had a server in her basement closet hidden with a separate IT guy. No problem. Debbie Wasserman Schultz effectively had the Muslim Brotherhood running the Democrats' IT operation and paid off some brothers. Well, I forget their names, but Muslim Brothers, ironically, part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and no prosecution, nothing. Was Peter Strzok, was he prosecuted? No. Was McKay prosecuted? Was Lisa Page? Were any of the other people that have been involved in this been brought to justice? Of course not. But let's not forget, there's the Rittenhouse privilege. And here's what this guy says. Kyle Rittenhouse, being found not guilty on all counts after more than 24 hours of deliberations, can be summed up with one single phrase, white privilege. He says, it's an all too familiar theme we witness when white defendants are on trial for killing us. Now, the us this black author is talking about is not black people. Thus, the irony. See, here's what I want to explain to you, white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It doesn't matter who a politically right person kills, there's still a problem with it. It doesn't matter that Kyle Rittenhouse has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he acted in self-defense because he doesn't have the right ideology. This is the equivalent of OJ for us because we're sitting there going, I don't even care that he did it. You know, some white people are dead. Now, I know that's not how we're thinking about it, but that's how I'm thinking about it because I'm joking. But this guy is so convoluted in his thinking that he still wants to conflate this with racism. And he says, the privilege that Rittenhouse displayed and benefited from, however, was clearly on another level. He says, when privilege is raised in the legal arena, it is referring to communications between certain individuals that are protected, like husband and wife, doctor patient, attorney client. But he writes, I dare say Kyle Rittenhouse was cloaked with a privilege you cannot find in any legal precedent. the Rittenhouse privilege. Throughout the trial, he says there were instances where it was quite apparent that the scales of justice were tipped in favor of Kyle Rittenhouse. And you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Kyle Rittenhouse was a rich elitist who had been getting away. This is a kid who could have been kicked out of the Navy for doing dope, gotten a DUI for having dope, gone to rehab and skipped out of it, gotten his dead brother's widow, divorced or cheated on her with a skank, got the skank pregnant, the stripper prostitute pregnant, didn't pay his child support, then went to multiple countries and extorted these countries for millions of dollars. See, that, my friends, is the Rittenhouse privilege. Yep, and he was cloaked in it, wasn't he? This kid, who volunteered to be on the fire department, the police department, went out on his own with his legal weapon in order to stop an insurrection that was occurring because of the Antifa / Black Lives Matter thugs. And he was armed with a fire extinguisher in the video where they started chasing him. And why were they mad at him? Because these arsonists, these anarchists, were out to do damage and he was out to stop it. But that's the privilege that this guy wants you to believe in. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm furious over this, but I'm going to joke about it because it helps me to process it right. Because what should happen to this author of this article is they should have the crap slapped out of them. That's what should happen to them. Anyway, he gives us the idea of how this privilege was attained. You ready? Let's start with jury makeup, he says. After the jury process, 18 individuals were selected to listen to the trial. And of the 18, 12 were selected at random by the defendant, Kyle Rittenhouse, to deliberate. These individuals consisted of 7 women and 5 men, and only one of them was a person of color. You would think Kyle Rittenhouse went to there and said, okay, now listen, I don't want any people of color on my jury. And he picked it. You do know how the jury process works, right? It's random. And they do voir dire, I'll get it out. And they select who they want to be on trial. And they selected a jury of Kyle Rittenhouse's peers, but it isn't good enough for them. But let me give you the jury, the judge, jury, and executioner for Hillary Clinton, James Comey. James Comey looked at evidence that was clearly made Hillary Clinton guilty, and you know what he did? He let her go. I don't believe this person wrote about white privilege during that time. And I could go case by case and show you the privilege of the left. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more of that privilege and some other stuff. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free products. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Rittenhouse privilege. Can you imagine? You're a 17-year-old kid, and you killed two people, had wounded another, because you were afraid your life was going to be over. And it would have been. And you go have to stand trial, spend your family's money. And I know there were people that helped Rittenhouse pay for this trial. At least I hope there were. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So you're on trial for your life. People are accusing you of things that you haven't done. The media is making you into a monster because that's what they do. The narrative is for you to be a monster. And the reason why Kyle Rittenhouse is a monster is because he's white. Because if you flip this and it was a black kid running from a, quote, Republican mob, because that's what the mob would be if a black kid is running from it, it wouldn't matter what ideology the mob was. The media would spin it as a bunch of Trump supporters were chasing the black kid, and he shot and killed two people and wounded a third. I don't care what it is, he would have gotten away with it. And by the way, if it had been flipped and it was Kyle Rittenhouse, it was Jaquan McDonald who was running instead of Kyle Rittenhouse, and the exact same circumstances occurred, I'd be on Jaquan's side. The same way I'm on Kyle's side. See, it has nothing to do with color with us. It has to do with circumstances. It has to do with reality. It has to do with truth. But that doesn't matter to the left because they say, it's jury tampering. Look at the jury, man. There weren't enough black people on the jury. What did black people on the jury have to do with it? Kyle Rittenhouse shot three white folks. It was a jury made up of mostly white folks. And do you know this Negro on the grill is complaining? It was a jury of Kyle Rittenhouse's peers. It was a jury of the defendants, the dead victims' peers. But he can't handle that. Then he goes on. Is it this isn't bad enough? The next point the guy makes, I'm reading from an article in the Griot, written by somebody black, who, by the way, is protecting the victims that were killed by Kyle Rittenhouse. The victims being Anthony Huber, Joseph Rosenbaum, and Gage Grosskreutz. He says the census for Kenosha, it's 75% white. So here again, the defendant is white. The consensus of people are white. The people, the victims, the people who were killed, which I don't consider them victims either, they were white. And the guy's complaining. The place was too white. Where were the people of color who could correct this injustice? And then he goes political. In the past, Kenosha County voted Democratic, but went for Trump in the 2016 election. Oh, my God. So it's a bunch of Trump people. No wonder Kyle Rittenhouse got off. He says, and here's the final point of Kenosha County, and he says it's important to consider the fact that Wisconsin is a gun-friendly state. But we must also ask ourselves, gun-friendly towards whom? You see why I said Kyle Rittenhouse is so lucky that the people that decided to chase him down with a weapon were white folks? See, because I'm going to tell you, it's kind of like safari hunting in Africa and white people getting out of the cars to go take a picture, take a selfie with the lion. I don't chase people that have weapons. I'm not doing it. And luckily for Kyle, black people have sanity. Now, I don't know if there are many black people out there, but I'll tell you this. We're smart enough, for the most part, not to run after people that have weapons. So he's saying, gun-friendly towards whom? Is it gun-friendly towards blacks or just whites? Well, I don't know. Let's ask all of the white people involved in this saga, because there are no colored folk in it. Then I love this part. He said, we saw how law enforcement drove past Rittenhouse, a then 17-year-old, not adhering to the curfew, who had just shot and killed Anthony Huber, 26, Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, and injured Gage Grosskreutz, 36. They drove past him, he says, but they didn't think twice about firing their artillery at Jacob Blake. Now, Jacob Blake is a whole other story. Happened in the Wisconsin area, I believe, and I don't know, remember the details, but I'll tell you this. Jacob Blake was not a good guy. If I recall right, he beat his girlfriend and held a gun on her. So I don't remember the details, but it wasn't like we're comparing, you know, apples and apples here. We got a 17-year-old kid who's in the volunteer fire department. I looked at some of his stuff, and I'm paraphrasing, but he's got a servant's heart. And what was he out there doing? Was he out there looking to burn down places and loot? No. He was trying to undo the anarchy that was happening by the very people that he ended up shooting. You know why they got mad at him? Because he was putting out the fires they were starting. How dare he do that? We're burning stuff down and this kid wants to play goody two-shoes and he's got a fire extinguisher? Kill him! I saw the video. See, I'm just like the Michael Brown thing. You're not going to convince me that this kid is a bad kid. This kid was a good kid. We should be using Kyle Rittenhouse as an example of how to give back. And you know what they tried to do? They tried to destroy this kid. His mom's over there crying because she can't believe it. She's raised an amazing kid. And she's crying. She's going, I did it by the book. I played by the rules. My son is a good, solid citizen. And you know what they do? He's a racist. He's a racist because he dares shoot other white people who were trying to kill him. This is what I want people to understand and listen to this program. How crazy leftism can be. Let me ask you this. As you consider everything I've said in the past two segments of this broadcast today, how do you think you can win against leftism? Please explain it to me, as Denzel said in Philadelphia, as if I'm a three-year-old. Because I'm going to give you the answer. You cannot win against them. Anyway, he says, one would have thought because the victims in this case were white, the case would be open and shut. Yeah, so what he's saying is, he's trying to pull the race card. These are white victims. Oh, you know the judge is going to say, oh, you killed some white folks? Oh, well, you're going to prison. Let me ask you this. Do you believe the judge would have reacted any differently if the shooter had been black? If everything I just described happened, a black dude did the very same thing, shot and killed these three white folks, or shot and killed two of them, and blasted the bicep off the other one. Do you think the judge would have reacted any differently? Do you think you and I would be covering this case any differently? The short answer is no. But for these race baiters, these ethnocentric racists that want to look at everything through race, even when it doesn't fit, that's the case. So Judge Schroeder is now a racist as well. This is how crazy it is. And I'm going to compare this to Chicago crime when we get back, folks. You know how I love to cover that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them, and I will tell you, there's plenty of them.
Hormel Foods CEO Jim Snee speaking there on CNBC. This is your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you a little bit more this year. a survey from the American Farm Bureau finding that the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up about 14% on average. Turkey's seeing the sharpest price increase, but according to Snee, there's plenty of turkeys available.
There's a story or a myth out there that there's a shortage of turkeys, and we are producing and have sold more turkeys this year than we have the last several years. So I think, you know, we encourage many of our consumers to buy early and buy often.
Daryl Brooks, a man accused of slamming into a Wisconsin parade crowd, is due in court today. Brooks will be charged with killing five adults, including three members of a dance team. USA Radio News. When it comes to traveling for Thanksgiving, it will cost you some more money than it did in years past. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama, economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Ahead of Thanksgiving, the President and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a service project at the D.C. Central Kitchen to help assist in preparing thousands of meals. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I talked earlier about Kyle Rittenhouse, and the day before I talked about Kyle Rittenhouse because it's a big deal. It's a shot over the bow to leftists to say, if you think you're going to go out and threaten people in public and there's no ramifications, no retribution, you're wrong. And the courts are going to look at this very differently. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And just for the record, what the court did in the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict was essentially what I say to you every single day. You are the judge and jury of your own life. If somebody comes up and gets in your face to spread their ideology, this Antifa, this BLM, this leftist nonsense, it is your responsibility to Kyle Rittenhouse them in the sense of fighting back. I'm saying verbally, you need to say, I don't buy into your nonsense. You're not selling it here. And I'm going to be the judge and jury of me. Let me put that into Kevin Jackson's perspective, just so we're clear. If you come to me with your Antifa nonsense, I'm going to tell you, you know what? If you think you can make me have that as my opinion, let's go. Let's hit the streets. Let's hit the streets. Let's see if it's like when a guy told me one day, you need to put your mask on. I said, I'll tell you what, if you can put it on me, I'll wear it for the rest of my life. You ready to step outside and see who can put the mask on who? Guy backs, whoa, yeah, you better back away because I'm not playing. Now, I'm not telling people shoot folks or whatever. What I'm telling you is these people are bullies. And they want to bully you. And if you want to be bullied, it's okay. Look, I got nothing to do with it. I don't have a dog in your fight. But I'll put it to you this way. You are not going to bully me. You're not going to bully my family. And I take it personal for the nation. I'm not going to let you bully the nation with your nonsense, which is why I do this every day. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. I got better things to do. Anyway, I want to talk about this with respect to Chicago because there's all this privilege that people talk about. The Rittenhouse privilege somebody wants to believe. Have you believed? They want you to believe there's white privilege. White people are getting away with murder. Funny, because every weekend after I look at the Chicago numbers, by the way, the 71st most dangerous city in America per capita, and I look at their numbers, and I look at who shot who and when they got shot and why they got shot, and I think to myself, there's a whole lot of black privilege going on here. Mayor Lightfoot says, we're solving 47% of our violent crime cases. You're solving less than half of your violent crime cases. Let me put it to you this way. That's practically a license to go shoot somebody. They're solving less than half. Those are pretty good odds. That's like saying, you know what? One out of two times, you're probably going to get away with whatever crime you decide to do. Those are good. Let me put it this way. Vegas would take those odds. Vegas would take 53 to 47. You know what Vegas works on? They work on less than 1% sway to the house. That's how billion-dollar casinos and empires get built in Vegas, on less than 1% advantage. And this is a 6-point swing in a Chicago crime. Vegas would take those odds every time. So here's what I had for Chicago. By the way, a pretty benign weekend for Chicago, because only 3 people were killed among the 24 people who were shot. 3 of them were killed. So let me just give you some of the things that had happened. Since Friday, 2 p.m., 2 men were shot, 1 fatally on the south side. 45-year-old man found with gunshot wounds inside a vehicle about 9:30 p.m. Folks, we're not talking about 3 o'clock in the morning and he's in a hot zone. 9:30 p.m., struck in the head and chest. He was pronounced dead, name not being released. Another 35-year-old man was found inside a home with a gunshot wound to the hip. He survived. Here's another one. 22-year-old man fatally shot Saturday in Holman Square on the northwest side about 1:40 p.m., standing on the corner when someone approached him on foot and fired shots. He got struck in the head, pronounced dead at Mount Sinai. They won't release his name. I can tell you why they won't release their names. Black kids, 22 years old. About 20 minutes later, now keep in mind, this is 1:40 p.m. So 2 p.m., a man was fatally shot in a drive-by in Pilsen on the near west side. He was standing outside the 900 block, blah, 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 when a vehicle drove by. Someone inside opened fire, struck in the abdomen, taken to Stroger Hospital, pronounced dead. Name not released. I'm going to make you a bet that Chicago PD isn't going to solve most of these crimes. By the way, I mentioned Lori Lightfoot said they solved 47% of their violent crimes in Chicago. I bet you money she's lying. I just gave you 3 scenarios, and I'm going to tell you, I doubt the cops solve any of those. Here's the non-fatal attacks in Chicago. You ready? In non-fatal attacks, 3 people were hurt in a shooting Saturday afternoon in a Chatham gas station. About 3:45 p.m., someone fired shots into the gas station, striking 3 males. A 20-year-old man was struck in the thigh, a 26-year-old man suffered gunshot wounds to the thigh and buttocks, and a 3rd, whose age was unknown, also suffered a gunshot wound. They said the 20-year-old man was not the intended target of the shooting, but the other guys apparently were. This is just life in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. Forget about getting chased down. You know, you're trying to go put out fires and you're a good kid and you end up shooting somebody. Life in Chicago is you're walking along, you're sitting in your car, ba-da-ba-bam. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to give you some others here. 2 teenage boys were wounded in the shooting in the Fernwood on the south side. The teens were 15 and 16. They were on the sidewalk when someone opened fire. They got shot in the leg. About 45 minutes later, a 17-year-old girl was grazed by a bullet in Inglewood on the south side. She was stopped at a red light. It was 5:45 p.m. when another vehicle pulled up next to her and someone from inside fired shots. She was grazed in the back and taken to the University of Chicago in good condition. Now, this is a girl. I'm going to tell you right now, when you're talking about crime in a big city and you're giving ages of people, you white folks have, you're distorted. You're like, oh my gosh, it's awful. Probably just on their way to the mall. I don't know whether these people deal drugs. They did some sort of a, you know, grift on somebody else. Maybe this girl took some dude's money. Whatever. I don't know. Let me explain this. These are not the most innocent of circumstances. Two guys standing on the corner sounds pretty benign. They could have been dealing dope, and they got shot by a rival dope gang. I don't know. Maybe they dealt dope to somebody who didn't like the quality of the dope. There's lots of reasons why these things happen. But I'm just telling you, they're happening. And I would call it privilege, because these criminals pretty much have the run of the city. Folks, I'm not. These are not random. There's too many of them to be random. And here's a dirty little secret. They happen all the time. You would think Lori Lightfoot would go, you know what? It's really funny. There's an area, the Ferndale neighborhood. You know, when I read these blotters, you probably don't think about it, but it's the same neighborhoods. So you would think the mayor of the city would go, you know, it's really funny that this crime seems to happen in the same clusters. Go look at there's a map. You can do a crime map of Chicago. Go look. You will see red, just practically hot zones. And you ask yourself, well, why don't you fix it? Lori Lightfoot does nothing. But you know what they want to fix? They want to fix this kid who was out trying to put out fires and stop the insurrection and the rioting and the looting that was occurring in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They want to fix him. He's too dangerous to be out here. He's setting a precedent. Oh my gosh, let's stop him. Here's another story of 14. 16-year-old was shot Saturday in East Garfield Park on the west side. Don't let your kids go to parks in the city. 1:15 p.m. He was walking when he heard shots and felt pain. Police said he was struck in the leg, taken to Stroger. Stroger probably has the best medical in Chicago, one of them. That and the University of Chicago Medical Center, because they get all the victims, man. Whew! A few hours later, a 15, also 16, was hurt in a shooting Saturday afternoon on the south side. About 4 p.m., he was sitting in a vehicle when another vehicle pulled up alongside inside, and someone inside fired shots. He was taken to St. Bernard Hospital. At least 12 others were wounded in citywide shootings that I didn't even report. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Man, it's good to be right as often as I am. It's a good feeling, I promise you. Oh, lordy, lordy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you follow my work, you know I speak often of the Wu Flu Ruse, particularly as it relates to India and Africa. And I ran across this story that validated what I've been talking about for quite some time. In August of last year, I said this. India had 31 million cases of the Wu flu versus cases in the U.S., which had 34 plus million. We had more cases in the U.S. of Wu flu than India, that has almost 5 times the population of the United States. Then I found out India has, at the time, had 500,000 deaths, which, again, almost five times the population of the United States, and we, at the time, had over 600,000 deaths. Those numbers just don't add up. And by the way, factual numbers. These are not made up. Now, one of my friends, who's a world-renowned economist, he says to me, well, Kevin, they don't report all this stuff. I go, they don't report it? They don't report deaths? What do you mean? Look, I can give you some leeway to say, yeah, it's not, you know, if you're in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, they aren't reporting Wu flu deaths. But I'll put it to you this way. If you're in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, you ain't dying of Wu flu. They got much better stuff. Wu flu comes in, Ebola says, you better get out of here. You want your butt kicked? You better get out of here. Yeah, the Hunter virus is like, Wu flu? The Hunter virus is laughing. His team is like, ha, 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 Wu flu. Malaria. All of them look at Wu flu and go, you better get the heck out of Africa. Anyway, going to Africa. One-fifth. Less than 7 million cases of Wu flu at the time in August, with a population, again, of almost five times the U.S. Africa has fewer than 200,000 deaths back in August, with five times the population of the U.S., who had three times the number of deaths of Africa. Now, these are facts. Only 1.39% of the African population had been fully vaccinated for Wu flu. And of those vaccinated, they were almost exclusively in five countries. In those other countries, nobody was dying. Nobody was even getting Wu flu. Now, what do Africa and India have in common? I said this back in August. They don't have money to steal from their people. That's it. And add to this the fact that politicians in America said that black people and brown people died in greater numbers than other nationalities, and you can clearly see the blatant lies that we were told. Yes, lies, folks. And news from Africa reinforces what I said back in August. And this is according to the Associated Press. Scientists are mystified by what's happening in Zimbabwe as it relates to the Wu flu. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I hope you will go spread the word. Tell people about the show. The friends I met in my cigar club that adopted me, they've been spreading the word. I appreciate that. And many, many others of you have. And I can't wait to give you the great news of the numbers of people downloading the show and helping us to get this show made in the mainstream. Because let me tell you, I'm going to do a little bragging here for just a second. People that listen to this show, they say, wow. They to a person, they listen and they go, Kevin, I knew you had a good show. I didn't know it was going to be that good. Let me tell you guys a quick story. One of my friends who runs a group called Moms for America, I sent her my movie to watch because I said, we need to partner in this. I want moms to be associated with helping defend the police. She says, Kevin, I'm in game. She finally watched the movie, and 2 days later, she sent me a note. And she says, Kevin, my son, your youngest son of eight children, was thinking about being a police officer, and I was trying to talk him out of it. After watching the movie, I fully support it. She says, what a touching an amazing film, bleedingbluemovie.com. She says, what can we do to get the word out? She was touched. She was blown away. Why am I telling you this? Because the people who do dare, if you send this show out, you're not going to be embarrassed. When we were putting the movie together to do a showing in Scottsdale, the group that partnered with us was like, yeah, Kevin, we like you and we want to partner with you. But, you need to see the movie. I said, great. I love hearing it. I sent him the movie. The woman who runs this group, a beautiful woman. I mean, she's stunning. And she has six children, she and her husband. And she's just, elegant, the whole thing. She sends me a note. She says, Kevin, this movie was unbelievable. She only said one un. But she said, unbelievable. And she said to me, we proudly support this. So then when we said we were going to do the comedy tour, she goes, we want to be exclusive to Arizona. We want to be the exclusive. You want to know why? Because we deliver excellence. This radio show, look, we have fun. I want to have fun. But I give you good information. I give you facts. I give you things that you can take and you arm yourself with to go out and fight the battle. And I am so proud that that's what we do. So when you recommend this show, when you recommend my movie, when you say, Kevin, I want to see the comedy thing, I'm not going to embarrass you. We're going to deliver. And we're going to deliver in a way that makes people think. And I told you guys before, I was talking about Africa back in August. And now months later, we're getting vindicated. Vindication of the Associated Press. They're mystified by what's happening in Africa. You're not. You're not mystified because I told you. A nation with a population of 14.8 million people, Zimbabwe, a vaccination rate of less than 6%, recorded a total of 33 COVID deaths. Now, one of my friends that I told you guys, who is a world-renowned economist, says Africa doesn't keep good stats, and he implied that most third-world countries aren't as diligent as the U.S. in keeping these stats. And this could be true. But one can't help but note the common sense of things, and this is where I get away from academia. This is what bugs me about academia. For example, a comparison to Ebola. You can bet, folks, that Africans would be concerned about an outbreak of Ebola, but they're not concerned about an outbreak of COVID. If I've been to the bazaars, and I was in Angola, and I've been to the bazaars, and people are shopping. And you, let me put it this way: in all these so-called third world countries, you can bet life as they know it goes on, because you go every day to get your food. You every day have to hunt, have to fish, have to interface with people. You are not concerned about COVID. So the AP interviewed a number of people who were shopping in a township in outside of Harare, which is in Zimbabwe, one of the capitals. I think it's the capital city. And almost none of them were wearing masks. So Zimbabweans, as I said earlier, aren't afraid of the dreaded Wu flu or any of its cousins, the Delta, Lambda, or Mu, in the fraternity of Wu flu. And the article references one man who declared that the virus was, quote, gone. He then asked a reporter, he says, when did you last hear of anyone who died of COVID-19? Now, in the spirit of the WHO, the World Health Organization, and other fraudgy ruses, the man that carries a mask in his, he says he carries a mask in his pocket because the police demand bribes from people without masks or they're threatened with arrest. See, this is part of the Wu flu ruse. Let's make everybody afraid. Let's act like this disease is really real and we can make a little extra coin with it. But the guy said, I rarely put the mask on. You know when he puts the mask on? When he sees a cop. And I laugh at the idea, folks, that doctors are stumped. I told you, their scientists are mystified, they say. The hardcore doctors who propagate Wu flu nonsense pretend to be perplexed about the obvious. And for those who missed it, the obvious is that Wu flu is a scam. That's it. Doctors have a few theories, though, that they're tossing around, though many are simply stumped. But I bet some of those who aren't medical professionals could take a guess about what's happening here. When the coronavirus first emerged last year, health officials feared that the pandemic would sweep across Africa. It was going to kill millions. And they say, although it's still unclear what the toll will actually be, that catastrophic scenario has yet to materialize in Zimbabwe or much of the continent. And then scientists talk about the data. Are we getting the real data? They say something is mysterious that's going on in Africa, and it's puzzling scientists. This is a person from Columbia University. Essentially, folks, there's only one country that's suffering from COVID, and it's South Africa. And you want to know why? It's because they got money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.